Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. On the show today, we're going to talk to NBC Sports anchor and NBC Sports Boston anchor and reporter Trenti Kaczmarek about what's going on with Alex Cora and the whole cheating scandal with the Red Sox. Producer Dan is riding dirty. Another round of Blow It for Everyone. And Annie is obsessed with garbage television. We need to have a family conversation here at Kennedy with producer Dan.
Why are they always about me?
They're not always about you.
We all get equal stuff here, I think.
There's lots of family talks on this show. Producer Dan's been riding dirty, Kennedy, in his truck.
What does that mean exactly? Because in the song, I think it means something different than your talk. Well, unless, of course, you are riding dirty both ways.
I think riding dirty in the song might be riding with illicit drugs in your automobile.
Yes, I know. That's what I was saying.
Right. Yes.
Without saying it.
Yes. Well, I'm saying it. Producer Dan, why are you riding dirty? Explain to our Kennedy, please.
I have been riding without a legal inspection sticker for several months.
How do you do that?
I mean, just start it and drive.
I know, but that red sticker is like, hello, policeman, woman, whatever.
Not so far, it hasn't been. Catch me if you can.
Dan, as a person who used to be this person that was living on 800 parking tickets and saying, I don't need to change my license when I move to Massachusetts, you need to do all of these things.
I would just be so paranoid every time I drove that I was going to get pulled over, I was going to get in trouble.
Nah.
Like, see, if I'm a day over, I am worried.
Same.
See, I got the rejection. I'm just trying to squeeze one more year out of this truck.
Do you feel it's going to be so expensive to fix it?
I feel I'm not going to get the sticker, and it's not going to be worth putting the money into it to fix it.
Yeah.
So right now, if it's, I just turn the radio up and pretend like nothing's wrong, and there isn't anything wrong.
What's the ticket for that?
Well, they impound your car.
They do?
Yes. Don't you remember this happened to me? I didn't realize I had something had expired on my car. They don't mess around anymore. The cars do it automatically now, the police cars.
Yes.
They have cameras on them, and they scan your license plate.
Right.
And the cop doesn't even know it that's driving the car.
Right.
The computer just does it automatically. They scan it, and they see if your plate is expired or whatever it could be. And then it pops up on the screen. They pull you over, and they're like, well, you're not driving that home. They impounded my car. They towed it away.
Yeah, they will straight take your stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
They just, and so then you got the towing fees on top of whatever you needed to get fixed.
Stupid robots scan your stuff from miles away.
Well, how can we help, Dan?
Well, it originally got rejected because it didn't have a license plate on the front.
Okay, that's easy.
There was an accident and the front bumper is kind of dragging.
But that's easy to fix.
Well, I put the license plate back on it because I could do that.
Then what else?
I do not have the mechanical ability to fix a bumper.
So just take it to the body shop and have them repair it.
You just need a bumper put back on?
Well, it's probably going to be like $1,000 to get this thing fixed.
Dude, $1,000 for a bumper?
First of all, where are you going?
Do you still have the bumper or do you have to buy a new one?
No, it's on. It's just, it's not on properly where
it's hanging a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to the wrong body shop.
We need some help from the peoples.
Yeah, go to
somebody's got
to
help.
Go to a junkyard and just say, hey, I need a new bumper. And you give them the old bumper and they'll give you a new one and put it on for you for probably half that.
It's an old Ford with 130,000 miles on it. I just need one more year out of it so I can save up for a new truck without getting arrested.
I think you've been so focused on maybe, you know, Dan vacationing, Dan doing this, Dan doing that.
And you're making lots of drives, lots of miles.
Yeah, you're doing a lot lately. Illegally.
They see me rolling.
We need to crowdsource this.
Yes.
Annie, can you put it on the social medias and see who can help Dan?
I mean, I know a couple.
We
got
to take care of the North Shore Shakespeare.
Oh, Annie's got to know about 100 mechanics. Come on now.
This might have got to come down to Quincy, but...
We get a call at 4:30 a.m. It says, I'm on the side of Cerro Drive. They took my truck.
We will come get you.
We got a text from 781 says, Dan, good news. They won't impound for a sticker, but an expired registration they will. But if your sticker is expired, you can't get a new registration, right?
Nah, I don't know.
No. But your registration's not. Is your registration up? Oh, my God.
Oh, Dan.
Help. Help, people. Help us. Help us help Dan. Help us help Dan.
And then it'll affect your ability to be employed, because if you can't get to work...
Yeah, Ubers are expensive. I'll just sleep in the conference room.
Oh.
All right. Annie, how are the roads with all the people who have registered cars?
You're not alone, Dan. You're not alone.
So stressed out.
All those lucky people with their nice vehicles.
Oh, Dan, good tip from the 781. Vocational High School will fix it for the cost of the part and no labor.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, let's go.
Medford has a tech school at the high school.
Yeah, there's a voc up by me, too.
That's amazing.
There you go.
Give that a shot.
Bingo.
I used to get my teeth done at the student dentist.
Oh, I did that
one time.
That's
a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, that scares me.
We used to get our haircut at the student haircuts and get our pictures taken at the student pictures.
I did it one time. I was like, I'm not going back to that dentist.
Well, I wasn't old enough to be able to say something about it.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Today is a very difficult day for the Houston Astros. MLB did a very thorough investigation. We accept their decisions and findings and penalties. We work very hard to build this organization for our employees, fans, sponsors, community, and the city to all be proud. With that being said, we will always do the right thing and will not have this happen again on my watch.
So there's another cheating scandal in baseball, and this time it's about stealing signs from the catcher who's trying to tell the pitcher what ball he should throw the next time up. Right, Kennedy?
Yeah, the old knuckler and whatnot.
Yes. The old knuckleball.
All right, Bull Durham, calm down.
Hey, to give him the heater, Ricky. Yeah, I know sports, kids.
So Trenti Kuznarek is a anchor and reporter for NBC Sports Boston. And the thing about this, Trenti, is that Alex Cora is the guy that everybody around the Houston Astros organization is throwing under the bus. He was the bench coach for Houston when they won the World Series, and they're saying he kind of developed this whole and it's crazy, this plan. There were garbage cans involved. There was smartwatches involved. Video, like, all of it, right?
Yeah. So Alex Cora yesterday, when I was kept getting news updates, and one of the news updates was Jeff Luhnow, who, by the way, the Astros, upon finding out that Major League Baseball suspended their manager AJ Hinch and their general manager Jeff Luhnow for a year, the Astros promptly fired both guys. Okay. So once both guys had a chance then to talk, Luhnow tells someone, this is really unfortunate. It really was just a bunch of lower-level employees orchestrated by Alex Cora. So Alex Cora was not only being investigated in relation to the Astros cheating scandal, which, yes, Carson, did involve garbage cans. So they would bang on garbage cans to indicate to the batter or the runner at second base, because that's usually the easiest guy that can then relay a sign to a batter. Right. And that's normal, by the way. We should point out, if you're not a huge baseball fan, stealing signs is like an age-old part of baseball.
That's what I was wondering.
And everybody, you always try to steal signs. You try to, pitchers go out of their way to try and not tip pitches. So that, baseball is hard enough, but if you know what's coming, you might be able to adjust your swing. If a pitcher's good, you're still probably going to get out. But it does give you a slightly better chance at, if you know what to look for and you know what's coming, to make contact with the ball. So, they're relaying signs via video, that they're looking at video and then getting it to the dugout, and then they're banging on garbage cans. And the crazy thing is, someone said, how could you even hear that yesterday? And I was like, oh, have you not heard the audio? There's audio when the story first broke, where you can hear during the World Series, someone in the Astros dugout,
smashing, going bang, bang.
Yes, like a kid on a bongo my niece's second grade Christmas, pageant or
it's
something.
It's crazy.
So it's crazy the lengths that they'll go to. So what also happened, Carson, you mentioned the smartwatches. Under John Farrell's watch in 2017, the Red Sox and the Yankees were both nabbed for using Apple watches. So someone would be watching a game back in the clubhouse, see the signs, and then use a phone to text it, but if your Apple Watch is anywhere in range, you can't have cell phones in the dugout, but if your Apple Watch was anywhere in range of your iPhone, you could get a update on your iPhone and then relay, they were relaying the signs that way. So Major League Baseball, after that happened, they knew nothing about what the Astros were doing with the garbage cans. They put out a memo and said, this stops right here. You cannot use technology as an advantage. If it happens again, the punishment will be severe.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Hang on, Trenny. I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you, Trenny Kiszenarek, by the way, from NBC Sports Boston. So is Alex Cora going to get fired today?
Yes. I don't know if he'll get fired today, but everything that I'm hearing is he's going to get fired. Because he not only did what he did in Houston, but last year, 2018, The Athletic, last week, Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick, who used to work for us here in Boston, came out with a story that last year, the Red Sox, during the regular season, the 2018 season, the year that they set a team franchise record
for wins
and won the World Series.
Right.
There's a room off of the dugout where you can go in and watch plays for replay because you can have challenges in baseball like you can in football. And that's another violation. You're not supposed to do that. The only difference between what the Red Sox did and the Astros did the sign stealing with video and garbage cans through the postseason. The Red Sox did not, because Major League Baseball put a human being in that room to prevent it from happening during the World Series. But the common denominator in both scandals is Alex Cora. Some think he will get a harsher penalty than A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow.
Yeah.
So I'd have to imagine that, yes, he's... The only question now is, guys, does he get fired before the suspension comes down, or does John Henry wait until the suspension and then fire him?
Trenny, I have a question. Annie brought this up. We were texting each other madly yesterday, and she asked if that would revoke the World Series win.
I don't believe they're not. It doesn't look like they're taking wins away or titles away or anything like that. And again, I mean, the Red Sox, you know, whatever you think about their regular season and the offensive records they set using, you know, the video technology during the regular season, they were not able to employ the same sign stealing strategies in the postseason.
Well, you don't know that.
I mean, you still have the talent. So, the team still had the talent. They still won postseason. They still won the World Series.
Yeah, they could, but they could have stolen. They could have stolen information during the season, though, as they were recording their team. Maybe
you still have to be a talented team.
I feel bad for the Dodgers. The Dodgers,
they get screwed twice
because the Astros beat the Dodgers in 17, and then the Red Sox beat the Dodgers in 18.
Oops.
So you, like, if you're a guy
I feel bad for the 17 Dodgers. I don't feel as bad for the 18 Dodgers because even if, Carson, like, you've been watching signs all year, baseball teams change their signs series by series. So you can't, it's not like football where you can watch video from something beforehand and go, okay, this is the personnel they put on the field. This is the play they're going to run. Signs, everything changes in baseball because these guys are hyper-vigilant and they're, like, maniacal about it. So they did win their World Series fair and square, but they also, you know, they had home field advantage and they had all those wins and they
all
easily won everything. And
it's just
all the cheating.
It's
so
bad.
Cheating.
It's so bad, Trenny. It's becoming embarrassing to be a Boston sports fan.
Oh,
because
stop.
At every corner, right?
Am I right? We're talking with that nonsense.
Really? Quit cheating, Dan. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're winning and you're cheating. It's terrible.
If everybody's cheating.
Everybody's not cheating. That is not an excuse.
That is
not an excuse not to cheat.
Trenny said that they do. Trenny said that they do.
Welcome to professional sports, your Boy Scout.
Everybody, right? Like they always say, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Robin's racing.
I think everyone takes liberties in sports. You're always looking for that edge. But like the hubris to do it in Houston and then come to Boston and after the commissioner of baseball was like, after 2017 was, if this happens again, the punishment will be harsh, to think that nothing would happen if you did it. And it's really unfortunate too, guys, because Alex Cora is a nice guy. Like, I mean, listen, I don't know what he's like really as a human being. I mean, I don't know what kind of husband and father or friend he is or anything, but certainly as someone to deal with and players liking him. I know for a fact that the last couple of weeks he has spent making phone calls to business leaders and people, influential people in Boston, to try to put together, not the last few weeks, but I guess the last week, since the earthquakes in Puerto Rico, to try to help to use his celebrity to help his native Puerto Rico. Like, this is a guy who's taken his success and really tried to pay it forward to where he came from. So this isn't like a you know, I don't think this is an inherently terrible human being, but
it's bad though when they got to when they got to put a babysitter in your dugout.
Yeah, yeah,
it's bad. Do you think he'll be banned from baseball for life?
That nanny makes.
Did you hear the job,
Trenny? Did you hear what producer Dan asked? Will he be banned from baseball for life?
I don't think so, Dan. I mean, if this isn't it, that we were talking about this yesterday. Like, it's not up to the Pete Rose level where he was like throwing games. It's not Pete Rose level. I don't think he'll be banned, but I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he gets 2 years. And if he gets 2 years, guys, like, the question that I don't have the answer to, and this is a great question, and it was brought up a couple times yesterday, and I need to ask one of our baseball guys, and I don't know that they know, is if you're suspended and then fired, does your suspension then carry over until someone else hires you?
Right.
Or is the suspension and then being fired and sort of blackballed enough?
I would say.
So let's say 2 years from now, if Alex Cora doesn't play, you know, manage in baseball for 2 years, is fired, sits out, can he then get a job without penalty?
Right.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't think anyone will touch him anyways after this.
For a while.
I don't think so either. And I even wonder, like, could he go back to ESPN? You know, he was on Baseball Tonight. He was a baseball analyst. But, like, does anybody want him? And then I thought, Ray Lewis is on ESPN. Yeah. So, obviously, like,
he's not going to be managing for years.
Super high.
No, all right.
Too bad, because he's a smart guy.
Well, Trenny, we appreciate you getting up early. It's just crazy. Alex Cora, manager for the Red Sox, is probably going to get suspended for a couple of years today and probably get fired today.
So yeah. Never a dull moment.
There was one of the things.
By the way, do you know who's rejoicing over this? The Patriots. Because you know what we're not talking about?
Julian Edelman.
Yesterday, it's whether or not Brady is going to play again, and that Julian Edelman jumped on the hood of a Mercedes.
By the way, Annie.
Last Jason, at like 9 o'clock Pacific time.
Jason Veritek, leading candidate to be the next manager of the Red Sox.
Love him.
I would take that.
Right. Manny Ramirez?
Yep.
No.
Come on.
No.
We got to go. Trenny, thank you so much.
Right,
we appreciate it.
Thanks,
appreciate it. All right, talk to you later. Trenny Kiznarek from NBC Sports Boston. She's an anchor reporter there. She is the best kind of.
I love her so much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I am so nervous, Kennedy, for this game every morning.
I know. I feel fine going in, but then once we start,
it's just like nerve-wracking.
It really is.
The game is called Blow It for Everyone.
And now it's time to play Blow It for Everyone, the game that takes three contestants and makes them best friends or mortal enemies. Answer all your questions correctly, you're qualified for a trip to the Grammys. Get it wrong, and you've blown it for everyone. And you'll be watching music's biggest night on your couch. Now, let's meet our contestants. Carson, take it away.
Hey, thank you. I will take it away, Kennedy.
Okay.
I will take it away. We first want to meet Wendy from Sudbury. Wendy is 50 years old, and she is a dog trainer.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
I could use you.
Yeah, you could.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wendy. Are you nervous?
This is so stressful.
It is very stressful. There is a trip to the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles on the line. This is hotel, airfare, and tickets to the Grammys. Gabe is from Dedham. He's 36 years old. A big round of applause for Gabe. Hello, Gabe.
Hello. Thank you.
Gabe is an accountant. I don't know if he keeps track of who wins the Grammy Awards or not. But that's his thing, you know. Sounds exciting.
It's the numbers he's crunching for sure.
Right, exactly.
Lizzo.
That's what accountants do. Right?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish.
Yes, they count votes.
I don't
votes.
Think you understand what accountants mean.
Sure, they count
votes. I saw
things,
that Ben Affleck
Kennedy.
Movie.
Thank
it's
you.
Fine.
Yep. And our
he's
fourth
an assassin on the side.
our third contestant is from Rainham, however you pronounce it. Oh, her name is Erin. Good morning, Erin.
Hey. Good morning.
How do you pronounce it?
I pronounce it Rainham, but I've just moved there, so I could be wildly
off
me.
You're right, Erin.
I think you got it. I think you're good. Okay, so this is how it works. We have three questions about the Grammy Awards. They are all true or false. All you have to do is get all three correct, and all three of you will become finalists to go on this trip, okay?
Okay.
Got it.
They're all very nervous.
Oh, this game gives me hives.
I know.
Same.
Okay. Wendy, you're going to be up first, the true or false question. Are you ready, Wendy?
I'm ready.
Are you?
Don't blow it for everyone.
Yes.
Question number one. And just a reminder to Gabe and Erin, do not yell out the answer or you will get disqualified. Everybody will be disqualified. Question number one.
Oh.
24 Karat Magic was a big Grammy winner in 2018. True or false, that song is from Bruno Mars. True or false?
What's the name of the song?
24 Karat Magic.
Oh my God.
Karat Magic?
Oh no, I'm
24 Karat Magic.
Oh my Lord. I'm going to have to say true.
Oh my God, you're killing me, Wendy.
Wendy.
I was holding my breath, a little lightheaded.
Thank God we put you first.
I thought that was a softball. I imagine Gabe and Aaron were like, don't ruin this for us so quickly. Okay, Wendy, stand down. Gabe?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Here we go, Gabe. Second question. Again, don't blow it for everyone. Beyoncé became the first female artist to take home 6 Grammy Awards in one night back in 2010. Kennedy, you may remember, she killed it that year. Best R&B song, best female pop vocal performance, traditional R&B performance, best female R&B performance, album of the year, record of the year. True or false, Gabe, Beyonce was in the girl group Destiny's Child.
That's true.
Yes, that is correct. Very nice job. Okay.
Oh, my new best friend.
My new best friend. All right. The idea here is not to blow it for everyone. We are now down to Aaron. Aaron, you're last.
I'm so nervous.
I believe in you.
But you're first in our hearts. Are you ready?
Yes.
Don't blow it for everyone, Aaron. Here we go. True or false question. Yesterday, if you caught the game, you may have heard me share that Quincy Jones had the most Grammy nominations of all time at 80. True or false, Quincy Jones has the most Grammy wins of all time.
Oh, gosh.
True or false?
False.
Final answer?
Yes.
That is correct!
Let's go!
Look at that. You didn't blow it for everyone.
Oh, my God. What a day to be alive.
It's actually a very famous conductor named George Solti has won so many times. He's won the most Grammys of all time. Quincy Jones second on the list, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Big round of applause for Wendy, for Gabe, and from Aaron. All three of you are now in the running for the trip to the Grammy Awards, okay?
Awesome.
Wendy, nice job. Thank you for playing. They're all gone. Yeah. They're like, we're out of here.
They're just like, we did it. I have to go breathe.
They all just blacked out.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
I was starting to get nervous after yesterday's game. I'm not going to lie.
Awesome.
So we now have three finalists for the trip. We will do it again Wednesday morning, 7:15. If you didn't get through this morning, no big deal. Wednesday morning, 7:15.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. If you're a fan of garbage television like Annie is and The Bachelor, you are in for a treat today, especially today because of our game that we're playing at 7:15 all this week with Blow It for Everyone and a trip to the Grammy Awards. We have moved Annie's feature on The Bachelor to 8:15. This may be the first time you've ever heard this. It's called Annie's Obsessed.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know. And don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
Wait, no, wait for you to go.
My bad.
Now you know.
Dan, if you're not ad-libbing, then what are we doing?
Good God.
What happened, Dan? Are you okay, buddy?
I'm sorry, I was distracted.
He got distracted.
It's all right.
Week two. Week two, guys, if you're just, catching up. Peter is our bachelor, of course. Two words for this episode, Champagne Gate. We've been waiting. Kennedy told me about this months ago, and it's finally time.
Let's go.
So week two. Still, the Hannah Brown Show. She is ABC's golden child. Bonus checks like you read about. So Hannah and Peter are continuing their difficult conversation. Hannah kicking herself for picking a guy who his claim to fame was singing dog food jingles and not a stable pilot. But haven't we all been there? You got to pick the bad guy, right? Okay. It always works out. Peter delivers the most gut-wrenching line of all time.
You kind of sucks hearing that you like thought that I just wanted to be the bachelor. You're the one that said no to me. I've never said no to you.
You're the one that said no to me. I never said no to you. Kennedy, this hurt. I'm talking like it hurt. Finding out your baseball team cheated hurt. Aww. Justice for Peter and justice for Mookie Betts. Peter tells the girls on the group date that he needs to cancel and get his mind right after to Hannah. All while glitter still in his beard from Hannah Brown's dress. Hannah B may have left the mansion, but she left the trail power moves only. They continue their nighttime portion of the group date, and these girls are not happy with Peter, baby. Rightfully so. He's legit head over heels in love with his ex and has spent more time with her than any of them combined. Natasha, my girl, not holding back.
I was not going to sit there and stand there and be like, it's all right, because no, it's not all right.
It's not okay. It's like he's living in this past. It's like, do you want that to be your past or do you want it to be your present?
It seems like mixed signals to me.
And that's the frustrating part, really. It's like, oh, well, I'll see you guys at the cocktail party. Will we, though?
But will we, though?
Facts.
Now, kids, buckle up. Grab that popcorn. It is time for Champagne Gate. This may
Ladies
be...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing some turbulence.
What was that?
Some turbulence?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing some turbulence.
Because it's Pilot Pete. Get it, Kennedy?
I do.
This may be the greatest moment in television history. Don't argue it. Just stay with me. Kelsey has been blabbering about this bottle of champagne that she got for her birthday last year, and she was waiting to share it with Peter. Flew in all the way from the champagne capital of the world, Kennedy, Des Moines, Iowa.
Not champagne.
Yeah, France, right?
Correct.
So she set up the champs, a fire. It's romantic as heck. Then all of a sudden, the pop heard around the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing some turbulence.
Wow, you are really wrecking her flow.
Hannah Ann has a bit of a mix-up, a.k.a. the Bachelor producers told her to go pop Kelsey's special champagne, and Kelsey loses it. Crocodile tears like you read about.
Don't try to play dumb.
I didn't know.
You knew.
I didn't. Tammy just went over here and told me.
Bring Tammy here. Because this was my thing. I said,
I had no idea. I would have never done that.
Had this
I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm over it.
Kelsey.
I'm over it.
Kelsey, can I talk to you for a second?
I literally had no idea.
I'm really upset.
Can I talk to you?
I'm really upset.
Oh, think, my God. You watched 3 hours of this?
You think that's it? Oh, sweetie, Dan.
It gets a lot better.
Kelsey finally finds a bottle of Andre or whatever $7 champagne bottle that they cooked up there, pops it with her man, and takes a swig, and it explodes in her face.
I brought this bottle from Des Moines.
From Des Moines.
I can't from Des Moines.
Ladies
from?
And gentlemen, we are experiencing some
I lived there for 4 years. I can assure you the champagne is not great.
I don't think she did this on purpose. I really don't. I think the producers just threw out a second bottle of champagne, and they got she didn't know.
They said, go pop that girl's champagne. She's going to lose it, and it's going to be great television.
Like, yeah. I don't think
in the end,
she brought it from Des Moines.
Then you don't understand reality television, Carson.
Hannah Ann and Kelsey both get a rose, which means they'll both be sleeping with one eye open in the Batchy Mansion. Kelsey is going to put champagne corks in Hannah's cereal. I just know that's going to happen. As for next week, what are we going to see?
What?
We'll probably see Petey Baby making out with 17 more girls and still being in love with Hannah Brown. Stay tuned for some more fun, kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing some turbulence.
Annie's obsessed, she gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Thank you.
Don't hey.
Started a supermarket joke.
She met that guy.
Annie's obsessed, Bachelor Edition.
If you ever miss Annie's Obsessed, don't worry about it. We'll put it up in the podcast. You know, we have a podcast, Kennedy.
I know.
It's in the iTunes podcasting app. You can subscribe and like and download and swipe up and review. Also get it at radio.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.